Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, each and every one built from the sound up in Austin, Texas. This episode is also brought to you by Peghead Nation, the home of roots music instruction. If you want to improve your playing, join me and thousands of other pickers getting better every day at pegheadnation.com. Hi, this is Matt, and you're listening to Bluegrass Jam Along, the podcast for anyone and everyone who loves bluegrass. Hey everybody, welcome back. This is your Bluegrass Briefing for November the 6th, 2023. If you hear any strange pops and bangs going off in the background, I'm not being shot at, don't worry. It's November the 5th when I'm recording this, and outside my window people are celebrating the great British tradition of setting off fireworks to remember the night that somebody tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament. Always a good night. So that's all that's going on, nothing to be scared of. This week's news, what have we got? So on this week on the podcast, we put out part one of the Into the Cauldron 20th Anniversary Special, which is an hour of me chatting to Mike Marshall about the record he put out with Chris Thiele, mandolin duets record called Into the Cauldron, which I love, and I know a lot of you do. Great thing. Great chance to get to chat to Mike. I really enjoyed that. Mike is always interesting and kind of generous with his time and his insight, and I really enjoyed that. That's really, really cool. Please do go and listen to that if you've missed it. Part two is coming out this week, which involves me chatting to a bunch of mandolin players who were inspired by that record, which includes Jared Walker and Dominic Leslie. There's just a really cool chat about what the legacy of that record was, how people were inspired by it and carried it through into some of the amazing mandolin playing we are hearing now. So that is coming out this week, so do check that out. But that's it. I will crack on and we will do the Church Street news bit because there's a couple of cool things to mention this week. And cool thing number one, Earl Scruggs' 100th birthday celebration at the Ryman. Jerry Douglas, musical director with the Earls of Leicester, Del McCoury Band, Alison Brown, Sam Bush, Bella Fleck, Jeff Hanna, Sierra Hull, Justin Moses, Brian Sutton, Tony Trischka, and more to be announced, with proceeds benefiting the Earl Scruggs Centre. That's happening in January to celebrate Earl's 100th birthday. That will be a great, great night. Do go and see that if you can. I would love to be there, but that's a bit of a trip from southeast London, so I probably won't. But do go. That sounds incredible. There'll be a lot of stuff around to celebrate Earl's 100th birthday next year, including something I'm putting together over the next couple of months for Bluegrass Jam Along. So stay tuned for that. More info to come as and when. But in the meantime, go and have a look at the link I will stick in the show notes and see if you can get yourself some tickets to go and see a whole host of amazing people celebrate Earl at the Ryman. That'd be cool. Cool thing number two. Brian Sutton and Chris Eldridge are heading to Ortigia in Sicily in August next year to run a 5-day guitar camp. August 12th to the 16th, 2024, in Sicily, 25 students. You will basically spend a few days with Chris and with Brian playing the guitar, eating amazing food. There'll be workshops, be performances from Chris and Brian. There's a chance to explore the area. It sounds like the trip of a lifetime. A very sort of intimate group, amazing location, and just two of the best guitarists around at the moment, and also two great teachers. I've had lessons from both of them on artist works, and they are very, very good at sort of inspiring and understanding what people need to do to think differently and play better, and it would be an extraordinary thing to be at. So go and have a look at that as well. That is cool thing number two, which brings me on to new releases and The Grass Is New. And the new thing this week is a soundtrack to a Hunger Games movie called The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. 17 song soundtrack album coming out on November the 17th. And what is cool about this is it has a heavy sort of roots, bluegrass, country influence on. Billy Strings is on there, Molly Tuttle's on there, Sierra Farrell is on there. And it's a really cool thing. Like, those are three of the people that are really doing huge things to spread the word about bluegrass and kind of get the music more recognition. I think this will only help, you know. I think it's a really interesting bunch of choices, and I'm really looking forward to hearing it and seeing what that does. But yeah, Hunger Games, Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is out in a couple of weeks. I will mention it again. I add some stuff to the playlist, but just a heads up that that is coming, because that could be really cool. I'm looking forward to that. So that is what is new this week. which brings us on to Scroll On Buddy, which is just something that I have seen in the world of social media. And I saw a fantastic thing. David Attenborough posted this somewhere. The great Sir David Attenborough, natural historian, broadcaster, just extraordinary human being. And he posted a map that I hadn't seen before, but it basically shows that the Scottish Highlands and the Appalachians and also the Little Atlas Mountains of Morocco were originally part of the same mountain range, the Central Pangean Mountains. I'll put a link, go and have a look, and you can see how they were part of this chain of mountains that just got divided as the continents drifted apart. And I, as a Brit who loves exploring the connection between sort of English, Scots, Irish music and the roots of bluegrass in Appalachia and sort of how that journey across the ocean happened, the idea that ocean wasn't there in the first place and that actually, you know, the Scottish Highlands and the Appalachians are part of the same chunk of rock, it's fascinating. And it's just one of those lovely little connections. It doesn't necessarily mean anything beyond that in terms of the story of bluegrass or acoustic music, but it's just, you know, part of that little, those little, many little connections that link sort of where I'm from with bluegrass and like American roots music. And I find that stuff really fascinating. I think it's an endlessly interesting avenue to explore. So just seeing that made me smile this week, and I thought it was a lovely connection. And I will stick a link in the show notes, kind of a look and see kind of how that originally connected up, because that's really, really cool. But that was just the thing that caught my eye this week. Which brings me on to the bit where I talk about what I've been listening to this week. And actually what I've been listening to this week, this might sound a bit self-serving, and maybe it is, but I've been listening to the playlist, The Grass Is Mostly New, is where I collect together all the bits and pieces I've talked about on the podcast over this year. And as the year draws to an end and I think about like the best way of dealing with this, I will close this playlist off and start another one for next year. That's what I decided to do. But I've been going back through it because I add stuff to it and I listen and then I add stuff to it and just been going back and sticking it on shuffle, and there's some great stuff in there, and it's reminded me about so many cool things this year. You know, people I've interviewed and stuff I've talked about, but, you know, maybe go back and listen again to some Rachel Bayman and some Caitlin Canty and Mighty Poplar and, you know, lots of other stuff that I'd forgotten I even put on there. So do go and check it out. Link in the show notes. It's on Spotify. It's a playlist. It's called The Grass Is Mostly New. And it's just full of great music. I've been really enjoying that this week. Nice to sort of go back and listen rather than just sort of keep looking for what's coming out now. Been really enjoying that, yeah. So do have a listen to that. And that is it. So as I said before, part two of Into the Cauldron is out this week. Just finishing the edits on that now. I'll be moving on to something Earl Scruggs related pretty soon and some other bits and pieces coming. In the meantime, bluegrassjamalong.com for all things related to the podcast. Do sign up for the mailing list so I can let you know what's coming. Pick some of the old episodes out if you haven't heard them. Go and have a listen. Jam along with a backing track. But that's it. I'll see you next time. Have a great week and happy picking. Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, making some of the finest guitars and mandolins in the world since the 1970s. Visit collingsguitars.com and find out why.